This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want to encourage you about confronting the inevitable. Recently, we celebrated the 75th anniversary of D-Day, which was a critical turning point during World War II when Western Europe was liberated from Nazi Germany's control. Since that time, D-Day has been commonly used to mean Decision Day, Designation Day. It is a day when your decision and character will be revealed. This is exactly what happened to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So one day, King Nebuchadnezzar made an image of gold and commanded everyone in the province to worship this gold image. He threatened whoever does not worship it will be thrown into the fiery furnace. So there were some who went back to the king who told them there were three men who refused to worship his gold image. The king called for these three men, and it was their D-Day. Worship the king's God or be thrown into the fiery furnace. Because of their faith, they told the king, "Throw us into the furnace, and the God we serve will deliver us." Furious at their response, the king turns up the heat in the furnace seven times. It is so hot that the king who escorted them to the furnace died. But once the king looks inside the furnace, he sees not three, but four bodies walking around in the furnace unharmed. Astonished at this, the king says, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants." So are you struggling with your own D-Day? Know that God will send his angel to carry you too. And hold on to these words, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" Psalm 27:1. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel. So today, embrace your D-Day.